Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games! Welcome to another episode of Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games by three very kind dickheads. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me, as always, you've got Adam Knox, don't you?
Hello, I'm right here.
The new look, Adam Knox.
I've got a haircut. That'll come across great for the listeners.
Oh,
that's my the first
favorite,
time.
My favorite kind of podcast
that's
joke.
That's the first time for this whole podcast that any of us have said that.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to have jumped down that rabbit hole first.
I do hate it. I do hate people referencing that. It's like, what, you're just not allowed to talk about anything visual?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we meant to do? We're talking about a pretty visual medium. You know what I mean? I mean, we're fucked. We're up Chip Creek without a Wii remote.
Oh, God. You have started very strong, Tommy.
Also joining us, maybe the strongest starter of them all,
Ooh.
A good little boy called Ben Vanell.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Vanell.
You look exactly the same as always.
Yep.
No hair.
Depressingly
haircut.
Similar.
Getting pretty long there. When are you going to go in for the snip?
Bit of a shag on my head.
When are you going to go in for the snip?
Oh, pretty soon. I've got a corporate job.
No,
so
I mean a vasectomy. When are you?
When so are you do I.
Oh, what's this corporate job where you're not allowed to have any more children?
No. I'm going to keep all that money for myself.
Okay. You don't want it to go to the kids.
Yeah.
Right. Your big paying corporate job.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah, I'm self-centered.
And you also, this is a fact that the listeners won't know about you. You only ever do it bareback. So really the vasectomy is the only way for you to not have kids, right?
Some of the listeners would know that. Why didn't you started doing this podcast?
Hey, I think most of them.
Man, ain't nothing
Shout
better
out
than that.
To my fans.
Gotta get that podcast pussy anyway. I wish I hadn't said that.
So do I.
Well, if only there was some way of us editing it out. Unfortunately, there's not. Also today, we've got a guest. You know him as a comedian on Triple J. You know him as a host or one of the hosts of Good Game on the ABC. So he's not only is a comedian, but he's an actual game journalist. And we are going to be asking him about ethics in game journalism.
So
that's all I intend to speak about.
Yeah.
Please welcome into Filthy Casuals, Michael Hing.
Good morning, Filthy Casuals.
Oh, it's good.
He's already a good fit.
Call and response. I love it.
We've been talking about this on Facebook this week, the three of us. We've made a big mistake with this name for this podcast. That's pretty clear at this point.
Yep.
What do you mean? I like it.
Look, it's great, but you know what?
There's a bunch of other people who thought it was a great name too.
Oh, yeah.
And have started their own podcasts with the exact same name.
Yes.
It's impossible to search us at this point without finding. There's one about World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Yeah. There's another just general video games one. There's one that isn't even anything to do with video games, I think.
Yeah.
It's about people who don't dress up and are just gross.
Yeah. They're just not particularly professional. It's the only difference is that we're the only one with our names in the title.
Yes, really no one else called their podcast Filthy Casuals with Tommy Dasilo, Adam Knox and Ben Vanell.
But don't all of you also have different podcasts? So even if I search for Tommy Dasilo, I'm going to be finding multiple hits.
We're spreading ourselves pretty thin, but we want to get that podcast pussy.
Oh, he's done it again. He's called back to the thing.
Again, in my podcasting experience, if you want something edited out, don't turn it into a thread. Don't keep saying it throughout the podcast because it's just more work down the line for someone else who I know for a fact in this case is not you. But yeah, I if I had it all over again, if I could go back in time and tell the three of us one thing, we should have called it Good Morning Video Games.
That would be good.
It's a good title at this point.
We
got a lot of okay feedback for our original idea, which was Nintendo 69.
No. What feedback have we got for that?
I told it to one guy and he was like, huh. And then I got
talk
some
about
that
some
sweet
big noting.
Podcast. No.
We've gotten a lot of okay feedback. I mean, what an oversell. What about bad game? You know what I mean? We just set ourselves up as like a competing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Show.
You would also be competing with some of the many parodies of Good Game that are out there.
Are there really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on YouTube and some other people. It's like as a Tumblr, which is like a bad game.
This is Alfred E. Newman. Welcome to Bad Game. Hi, I'm Michael Poo Ring Sting. That's what you would be, by the way.
Fuck. Luckily, a lot of this hate came before I started there for the Bad Game people. But there are, I don't know if I've told you about this. When I first started there, the first thing that happened after I put up my first video, I was like, hey guys, I'm new at the bloody video game show. Hope you like me. Ah, the first thing.
Well, if I'm a troll, first thing, you don't even seem to know the title of what you're working on. So I'm picking up on that.
Enthusiastic, though. The internet likes that.
Just happy to be here.
Welcome to Saturday night. Fuck, what's this called? Oh, it's live.
The very first bit of feedback I got was a guy who photoshopped me and the shot of me saying hello in front of the Nuremberg rallies.
Jesus.
And then tweeted that at me being like, Michael Hing is a racist and a Nazi.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
That's how it started. Yeah.
What?
Being a racist Nazi too.
Like, I know. Yeah. It really separates me out from the pack.
Yeah. You've doubled down.
When you say that's how it started, you mean what? You being a Nazi? That's how it started? You were like,
yeah, as you can see, that's why I've shaved my head. Gag for the listener.
It's on the internet. It must be true. I guess I'm now a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, so anyway, so if you want to join the legion of people that hate the show that I do, you're welcome.
You're all about joining legions of people, aren't you? What's with you?
Tell us more about your job on ABC Good Game, where according to you, you just follow orders.
Basically, yeah. No, it is. It's great. I love it. I love it so much.
So I don't know if we have any international listeners at this point, but people not familiar, Good Game is how long's it been on for? It's a long-running ABC
show. It's in its 11th season, but they're stretched over 8 years, I think. Well, it's not 7 or 8 years. So it's been a couple of seasons, multiple seasons within a year.
Yeah.
It's a video game review show, but I am very, very rarely on the main show. I do a much lesser version of the show, which is on the bloody internet. Yes!
Oh.
So I've done a couple of things. I used to host a show called Good Game Pocket, where we would review new games every day and was a daily thing, sort of 15-minute episodes. And now I host a show about esports, competitive video gaming, and the nerds that are doing that.
Yep.
And I do that about once a week.
Yeah. Right. Cool.
So what is your talk us through, because we had Luke McGregor in here a couple of weeks ago. Talk us through your background in video games, because I know from talking to you in passing conversation and also on another podcast that I do that you have competed competitively.
Yeah.
You've competed competitively. Learn English, you shithead.
Jesus.
Was it StarCraft?
StarCraft, yeah. So I've been a sort of a video game person since maybe like the early 90s. I got a bloody Sega Mega Drive on. I got a Sega Master System, played Alex the Kid on that.
Yep.
And I got really, really obsessed in the late 90s with a video game called StarCraft. And then the expansion of that, StarCraft Brood War. And I was pretty full on at that. But then in about 2010, there was a video game release called StarCraft II, the sequel to that. And I played that for maybe 50 hours a week and got like real, real good at it. And then I was going to
move. Well, you'd hope so. Yeah. You play for 50 hours a week and you just remain at the same skill level.
Or got worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, it was strange. It was fucked. And then there was a point in my life where I was seriously contemplating moving to Korea, because you can move to Korea and play that game competitively in stadiums and stuff over there.
For big dollar.
For big cash money dollars.
Wow. Is it? Because it's always been big, but is it still as big as it was around 2010 maybe?
Because no, because it comes and goes. And every couple of years they'll release an expansion, then everyone will get on it for a couple of months and die away. The big thing now competitively your MOBAs, your League of Legends, your Dota 2, that kind of stuff.
Well, because you and I were playing games for a little bit before we started this. And I had to pause. We're playing Mario Kart. I had to pause to take a phone call. And then I made a bit of a comment. You know, when you pause Mario Kart or any kind of game, and when you unpause, you can't just jump back in and just unpause, because then people get the shits that I wasn't ready.
Yep.
And you were telling me there's actual.
Well, in Korea, because it's I'm not sort of trying to be a. You know,
you're not Korean for the listener, let them know.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's German.
There's a whole like thing you've got to do when you're unpausing a StarCraft game. You've got to like do the countdown. You've got to go, are you ready? All this kind of stuff.
Right. Okay.
I thought about doing a countdown for you just before, and I was like, nah, that's over the stretch. Right,
yeah. But at some point, you just aren't allowed to pause. Like you can't pause in a proper.
No, you can. In fact, there's a lot of pausing that goes on in competitive matches, because I was saying this to Tommy before, in Korea. They refer to anyone who's not Korean as a quote-unquote foreigner.
Right.
So if you're a person who's playing
they
StarCraft,
they do that in every country.
Yeah. But it's like it's very. But I mean, like when you're the commentators will say, yeah, "Oh, yeah, this yeah. foreigner yeah, is here," right. blah blah blah. And so, but the Korean broadcasters, they don't trust the quote unquote foreigners
right.
when they play. They think they're all cheats and stuff. So if there's an online sneaky. Tournament that's not happening in person, there's a lot of pausing to go on to see if the foreigners are cheating.
Oh wow!
Like to check using like, map hacks, etc.
Click yeah. bots or whatever. Exactly. Like, okay. Yeah.
And is there a bit of strategy in pausing? Like, can you do it as a player? Be like, you know what? Is it like a timeout? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but again, because the sort of the rules are so strict, if you pause more than a couple of times, everyone's like, yeah, you're going to forfeit this match now.
Well, because, yeah, that's, there was, I remember watching some of, there was a, it was Evo, which is like the Street Fighter tournament.
It's the big fighting game tournament in the US.
And the very final one, I can't remember the specifics, but it was this dude who'd come up the whole way and he was really, they didn't think he was going to win. But then he had this
Rocky
like,
Balboa. You just watched Rocky.
He was running up these stairs.
Come
on. Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hadoukens all the way up under these pieces of meat. But
that was the Street Fighter movie, I think.
He was like, I was backing him because he was like the underdog. And as an Aussie, we love underdogs.
Yep.
That is the Aussie way.
Yes. Yeah. As foreigners.
We love a shit cut in this country.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to ever win unless they've always lost. But yeah, so he is coming up and then it was either him or his opponent. I can't remember which one, honestly.
It's a good detail.
Yeah.
Yep. Whatever. It was watching
one of
it.
The two people in this thing. Yeah. Go on, yes.
And the playing... real story here is that Knox watched a thing. Let's not lose sight of that.
All right, mate, we get it. Watch things.
I was watching a bum fights video. That's right.
What are they going to do, bum fights DLC in Smash Brothers? Just like five different homeless guys that are modeled on real homeless guys, and the DLC pack costs $20. That $20 goes back to the homeless guy.
That is not out of the realm of possibility, given the way Japan treats homeless people, right? That is nuts. Right. they're funny. there's no social safety net.
They had a big poll on the Nintendo website of like, who do you
want? Speaking of big polls.
Yes?
No, go on.
You've got to have a follow-up, Ben. You've got to have something.
Really glad
after.
You interrupted his flow then.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of interrupting flow, Jesus Christ. Nintendo put a poll up. I was trying to think of another word. There's no other word.
A big poll?
Sorry. Yeah.
Who do you want in the next Smash Bros? They put it out to the audience.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, always an awful idea. Putting that in the hands.
Yeah, people don't know what they want. They need experts to do it for them.
Democracy doesn't work.
Yeah.
Here's a question that's sort of off topic. Have you ever been to a Q&A that's any good? You know what I mean? Anytime I've been at a thing where there's like someone of note and they're passing the microphone around the audience and they haven't screened it anyway.
The joke questions you get.
Yeah.
Hey, if you were actually a superhero like in the film, what would your powers be?
It's either joke questions or questions that actually are just the question asker like telling the famous person, I'm cool too.
Yeah.
Like they're just phrasing it in a question.
It's about the person asking the question, not about the person.
Yeah, exactly.
I liked your early work that no one else did, FYI.
It really influenced my student film.
Are there a few, because also for context, Michael Hing is the one that has gotten us media passes for PAX.
Yeah, as we mentioned last week.
Yeah, you mentioned last week and then bitched about me a lot.
That's right.
I thought that's just what you did with you. I've read the internet. I thought that's just what has to happen.
There are a couple of Q&As happening at PAX, aren't there? On different things. The Penny Arcade guys themselves. I think we should just go in there and in stark contrast to everything I've said about the behaviour that I had at Q&As.
Yes.
Let's just try and work plugs for this podcast. That's how we get ourselves out there.
Mate,
seize the mic and we just go, like most people here, I've always wished that there was a podcast about games that was still a little bit cool.
And let me tell World you, I'm doing... Warcraft podcast named Filthy Casuals will get a big boost.
To your listeners and you, I'll make a promise now. We are doing two good game AMAs in the main hall at PAX.
Oh.
If you guys want to throw out a bloody dummy question, I will fire back an answer.
Oh.
All right, the challenge has been laid. And speaking of speaking of challenges, the Street Fighter thing, I've remembered it now.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a bit more of a think about it.
Apollo Creed.
The guy is the underdog. The guy who I want to win, the Rocky Balboa.
Underdog. The cartoon character.
He's winning. It's fuck off. It's like a best out of five or something. Anyway, this guy is winning, and he's winning this round, and it is a key round, okay? And if he'd have won it, he would have been real close to taking the series.
I've seen this. This is, yeah. This is amazing.
So then the guy who, like, everyone kind of didn't want to win because he's won, like, 7.
Yeah.
His controller breaks. And it pauses automatically and it comes up and there's a big hubbub and they try and find him a new controller and all this. And then the underdog guy lets him win the round, lets him take it to even it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We don't know what would have happened. So it was he was just being a sportsman.
Yep.
And then he loses again and he was one match away from winning. So, you know, it was me. I was still feel bad about it.
Thank God
there was a good end to that story.
I thought you were going to talk about the one.
Smash Brothers.
Yeah, it's Smash Brothers. Yeah, so it's a guy and he. What does he do? He knocks his opponent off the.
He's playing as Captain Falco. Captain Falcon, right? Yeah. Falco, right. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he knocks the guy off the platform and then he does like a. What, a Falcon Punch?
Which, yeah. For people that aren't super familiar with Smash Brothers, it's like you have like stocks. So you have like 5 lives.
Yeah.
Knocks a guy off the edge quite spectacularly.
And that's a big deal. That's like using a trolley in bum fights. That's like...
and so this guy is already dead.
Yeah.
And then he jumps in the air and does a Falcon Punch as like a, just a kind of a cool like
fuck you,
showy yeah. finishing move.
Yeah.
And then he sort of pauses it and then just does the swivel on the camera.
Oh.
So everyone watching the big screen can be like, oh yeah, that guy's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a third thing.
Oh. Yeah.
I think this is Street Fighter.
I better think of a story of my own here.
I think this was Smash Brothers maybe as well. But you're
I think what
about
we learned from this is
the
you
guy
started...
thought he won.
Guys, can you please just let me talk about what I know for a fact it is instead of sitting here speculating, bunch of bloody Bigfoot hunters over here.
So this guy named Rocky Balboa, he...
Underdog, the cartoon character. No, so I think it's Street Fighter. So it's Street Fighter's best 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I think they're like, his opponent's won one. He then wins the next one quite spectacularly. He sort of mistakenly thinks, oh, I've won the whole thing.
Oh.
He gets up out of his seat and starts doing this big old victory dance on the stage.
He's got his hands in the air.
And he goes...
didn't care.
Yeah. As timely now as it's ever been. He gets up out of his chair. He just goes for a big old walk. He's doing a big old showboat.
Yep.
Meanwhile, while he's doing this, the next round has started.
Oh, beautiful.
So his opponent just comes in and just fucking wipes him out in like 3 moves.
Like that guy
winning the game.
That guy shouldn't have been showboating, but at the same time, it's a pretty dog move to just... You know the guy sitting there.
No, you're in it.
Pride comes before the fall. Don't fucking.
Oh, whatever, Confucius.
Yep, classic Confucius. That one.
be sporting about it. If a whole team ran off of the soccer field during a soccer match.
It's beautiful.
That is you trying to remember what soccer is as you're saying that.
I'm pretty sure the way it worked is that Germany was under, and I can't really remember. I think it's best out of 5.
To me, it's beautiful hubris, though.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I've won this. Oh, yes. No, I've just equaled it, and now he's... I mean, it's what a... And for the other guy, I mean, what, like... What a win. Like, a story to walk away
so
with.
So the off the back of hubris, there is a kind of a legendary story that's happened this year in the fighting game community, which is about a guy
Do you want to quickly just whisper this to Ben so now he's got one?
So there's a guy called Perfect Legend who's won a couple of different tournaments and he's kind of a very cocky guy. There's another sort of young upstart.
You don't say. Perfect Legend.
A real humble bloke.
Games like Dead or Alive or like Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is kind of the big one that's being played a lot now.
Yeah.
And there's another guy called Sonic Fox who's like, who is a African-American, like he's like 16 years old, bisexual furry. So he's got a lot. There. If you want to troll someone on the internet, there's a lot to work with in terms of internet hate.
He's deviant art personified.
Exactly, right? You know what I mean? So he gets a lot of...
His census form every year is pretty busy.
So he gets a lot of like... So yeah, this is a guy who... the reason he calls himself Sonic Fox is because when he plays in tournaments, he dresses like Sonic in his full furry costume.
Yeah.
And you know, so... This guy cops a lot of shit.
No, but
on the
where's
internet.
The fox thing coming in?
That was my follow up.
I thought it was going to be
fox
like,
tail. He's got a Sonic Tails hybrid or something.
I thought he was going to be Sonic the Hedgehog, but like wearing the uniform of Fox McCloud from Star Fox.
He's kind of just like a blue fox thing. Yeah. But
he's not gone crazy with it.
I hate this guy.
Well, there's a lot to work with if you want to give him shit on the internet. Anyway, so there was a big Twitter war between these guys, being like, "I'm gonna smash you with this thing," blah blah blah. And it's, you know, one of the guys is kind of laying off all this pretty toxic kind of like name calling, etc.
Yeah,
they go to this tournament. And because they want to guarantee that these two guys who are really good are going to play each other, they don't even sort of have it as part of the tournament. They have a separate exhibition match where it's just going to be these guys.
Nice.
Best of seven, going to get there, right?
Right.
Okay. So best of seven, Sonic Fox.
Great film, by the way.
Yeah. the
seven?
Yeah.
All right.
What's good word association.
You remember the you're the one who has to edit this again, right?
No, it's probably going to be me.
Let me just say, podcast pussy. So best of seven, right?
What is in the box?
The first four games go straight away to the blue bisexual African-American Fox, right? Sonic Fox.
Yep.
And then the guy goes, right, no, best of nine. Right? And he goes, and so they go again.
Wait,
right?
Who's making this call that it's best of nine?
The guy who loses. He's like, no, best of nine, best of nine. He's doing that,
and
trying to win it back.
And he has the authority to do that?
No, but like, you've just gone 4-0. The other guys are like pretty confident.
And it's supposed
to
be an exhibition match, so that's kind of boring.
That's what the people want. Yeah.
Okay, this guy, and then he goes best of 11. It goes all the way to best of 19.
Jesus Christ.
And the guy goes 10-0, loses 10 straight matches, and he's like, oh, I'm fucked. Anyway, so that was.
That was
great story.
So it was perfect. What was it?
Perfect legend. Loses 10 games in a row, and each time he loses a series, he's like, no, best of the next.
And was he? What was the matchup going in? Was he picked to be the guy? Was, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. It was just built up and hyped so much.
Yeah,
right. This guy was like, I'm going to smash you, and these guys are both like, you know, former champions, etc. And the other thing I wanted to mention:
Who are they playing as? Very quickly,
they were playing as some pretty obscure characters on Mortal Kombat. So one of the guys is a cowboy with guns. Do you know him?
What?
No. There's a cowboy with guns in Mortal Kombat now.
Right.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I went to what was it? It was a video games tournament thing in Melbourne a few months ago. I forget what it was called, but they had a lot of Smash Brothers players there.
Was it Couch Warriors?
No.
Nah, something else then.
Anyway, we can do this off the podcast. Just try and work out what the name is will be very uninteresting. People
remember where Tommy was. That's our new segment.
But there were a lot. I saw a lot of people playing as Jigglypuff, which
Jigglypuff's very popular,
greatly.
Very very popular.
Jigglypuff.
I would have thought the worst character in the game.
No, because you can do some real sneaky stuff. The thing about Smash Brothers, I think you were talking about this last week, that it's really simple move combinations, right? So you have to remember these long.
Yeah.
So what it comes down to is the characters themselves, their animations actually have. Oh, is this too fucking in depth?
No. You have to frame count. And you have to like do all this.
Yeah, you've got to frame count. But for example, Yoshi, right? It's a two dimensional game, but Yoshi's throw is in the third dimension, and that's why Yoshi's throw always misses, because his tongue is going off to the right. So they've just fucking misprogrammed this thing. That's why Yoshi's, like, for example, a bad character.
Right.
So, like, if I'm, like, trying to throw you with my tongue or whatever, as Yoshi would, fuck.
I wish that you would.
No, that's
but, like, rather than hitting you, I'm hitting off into this weird third, like, third dimension, X direction plane.
This weird third dimension.
This bizarre unheard of. Fuck.
King thinks he's fucking Mr. Game & Watch. Just fucking... that stuff is fascinating. Where, because the little bits of it that I've watched, those tournament things in Smash Brothers, where the game starts and all anyone's doing is just kind of like ducking and rolling, like just going back and forth, just kind of.
And so what they're doing there
each other
is, they're feeling each other out. They're working out the timings, and they're also looking at the reaction speeds of their opponent, and they're kind of trying to get themselves quite close to their opponent, so that person will commit to a move that they can then counter, etc.
It's like in boxing where you're like ducking and weaving and jabbing, and you know.
Sometimes if I go to open a door, I miss the door handle. I can't fucking do that. It's so crazy.
I really want to play like a really great competitive Smash Brothers player to just see how long I last. Because I'm playing as Wario. First thing I'm doing, what I've always loved about Wario, one of his special moves is he whips out a fucking motorbike.
Oh yeah,
and just starts fucking full.
But that's the thing. They wouldn't play you in Brawl or in the new one. They play you in Melee because that's the only one they play, and Wario wasn't in that. You get beaten so bad that a real fist would come out of the screen.
I just think it would be fun to just see.
Because
my thing is, I'm just going, as soon as it starts, I'm just going straight for you and trying to just land as many haymakers as I can. Yeah. Meanwhile, someone's ducking and weaving all over me.
Yeah.
Hey, going back quickly to Q&As, I know this is a bit of a track back, But I was at a Q&A once with Kevin Rudd. And in terms of like self-indulgent
questions. What video game did he ask about?
But no, this is just in terms of like self-indulgent fucking questions.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy asked a question that was like, hello, ex-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Some people have said that I look a bit like you.
Oh, great.
And everyone was like, boo!
Great. I'm going to troll you so hard at your AMA. We got to bring our recorder in. Okay, yeah. That's our challenge for next episode. Can we get a question up during Michael Hing's AMA and we'll record it?
We'll
confer and we'll fuck him up.
Speaking of Q&As.
Oh, do we want to do the quiz?
I think now's a pretty good time.
All right. I've got a quiz for you, Michael Hing.
You mentioned this before we started recording, and I am one of the big things about me.
Yeah,
you're Asian. We get it.
We're foreigners. You keep saying
fuck.
Untrustworthy foreigners.
Why are you pointing your hand up like that? What's That'll be a great one for the listeners.
Oh, bloody Hitler Youth, Michael Hing, Nuremberg rallies.
I like your hot armband there. Red, black, and white. Just Jesus. Like the white stripes. Cool band.
One of the big fears I have is that my background is a stand-up, right?
Yes.
So going to this world of video games journalism, you're constantly getting hounded by people being like, you're not a real fucking gamer, right?
Yes.
Even though I'm like, hey man, I'm better at fucking games than any of you shit, you know. Yeah. But you can't you can't have a go at people, you know. So
this quiz,
worried that this is going to reveal some like...
This quiz is designed to reveal your...
My weaknesses,
your
my flaws.
Hidden weaknesses.
So it's kind of a game in itself. So if you're really good...
Yeah, you should win.
Your clicks per minute?
Actions per minute, please.
Actions, sorry.
I can see Ben's phone and he's just got that quiz or that Facebook thing that finds your crush for you. I don't know how this is going to tie into video games.
I've decided to call the quiz... Quiz, one of these Hings is not like the other.
Oh my God.
It's not a multiple choice quiz, but it was the best name I could think of. It's just general video game knowledge. So, Michael Hing.
I would have said Hing around the posy. Hing around the rosy?
No.
Hing around the hosy.
No.
We all get one, all right?
Snox, you got
two. I'm going to wait until I've got a good one, like you didn't.
Please. Keep the Nazi stuff, but edit that out. I implore you.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. I only had time to write four questions. Okay.
Meaning you've been drinking since 4 o'clock, but whatever.
Mark, just start you off with an easy one. Who voices the friendly robot Wheatley in the game Portal 2?
Ooh.
Oh, is it Stephen Merchant?
It's Mike Myers.
Oh, fuck. I know Stephen Merchant did that.
It's Mike Myers doing his Austin Powers voice.
I thought this was going to be a real fucked quiz, and now I'm not sure if this is a joke or not. I'm fucked.
No, all right, next question. Who does Kratos take the place of as God of War?
I don't know. I actually have no idea on this one.
Can I have a guess?
Someone have a crack.
I would say Mars or Ares, probably.
Bang.
Given that they are the god of war.
George W. Bush is the answer. George W. Bush.
So was that Stephen Merchant thing correct?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I was like, oh, I'm fucked.
Wait. So for the last, let's say, minute, you've honestly thought that Mike Myers
was like
did doing the voice in that game.
Obviously, the people who made Portal, they're huge comedy fans, obviously. Maybe they've got this in their mouth to Mike Myers.
All right, I got
this is how insecure I am. I doubted myself with this fucking quiz.
I'm just going to do the third question.
Is the fourth one bad?
Yeah, I couldn't think of a good answer.
Wait, so you were going to just throw it out and then just think on the fly?
And then just improv a mad burn.
So, okay, here's the third question. Who is slower? A, Sonic, B, Mario, C, Link, or D, the average Call of Duty fan?
Oh, this is so bad.
Punch up, Ben.
And that was...
He is.
That was... One of these Hings is not like
it's Sonic is the slowest. That'll be your dumb answer, right? Is it Sonic who's the slowest in your answer?
I didn't even choose one.
All right, I want to hear question four.
The slowest person of them is that idiot who wrote that quiz.
What's question four?
The fourth question was, which bad guy was introduced in 1987's Super Mario Bros. 2?
Well,
George W. Bush.
No, George Bush Sr.
The real answer's Birdo, right?
No.
It's Birdo's Shy Guy, I think.
No, Birdo's in that. Birdo's a pig bastard.
Well, Super Mario Brothers 2 gave us the Shy Guys. It gave us I don't want no sugar.
Have you guys ever drunk before you've done one of these podcasts before? Because I have never, someone starting to think that this is different episode.
Hey, look, maybe it's the rude boy beers talking, but I think this is the best one we've ever done. Birdo was...
Birdo was the pink one that shoots eggs out of
it. But did you mean the main bad guy? Because the
fucking
big
boss. It's a joke. Although it was based... Like, I did look up a bunch of real video game quizzes to get the questions.
To rip off, yeah.
I think Shy Guy was the one they used.
Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch.
Birdo's been brought back.
Technically, that's not correct as well. Because Super Mario Brothers 2 was actually Doki Levels. Doki Panic.
Shut up, nerd!
That's a crazy bit of video game trivia that no one knows.
Speaking of Mario stuff, this is a bit of comedy that I've never been confident enough to do in front of like an audience because I'm always afraid that like people won't.
Did you just get inspired by Ben doing his comedy?
Yes.
If he can do it, anyone can.
Well, welcome to our open mic podcast. Just pull out your shit on the ears,
what
everyone.
Do you guys think of this bit? You know how there's a Mario and a Wario, there's a Luigi. Yes. And there's a Waluigi. Yeah.
Can I very quickly interject here? When they introduced Waluigi, it annoyed me so much because...
Ruigi. Like, you call him Ruigi, right? You spin the L around and it's an R and you call him Ruigi.
I always thought it would have been a T. Cause it,
upside down.
No, because Wa in... Wa means like bad.
Yeah.
As a thing. So when they put Wa
so it's just like a
thing,
kind
so
of coincidence
yeah, yeah, like
kind of thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's just Waluigi. Chance that Wario was.
So it's like, no, they did that because it's like a super, it's like a clever pun in Japanese to be like Wario, and then they just carry it across branding
I feel
wise.
Like, me as a person, as a consumer, and I feel like a lot of people are in the same position, and I also feel like Nintendo themselves are like this. We're all just so on the fence about Waluigi. Like, we need to go to the polls on this because they sort of.
You've interrupted Hing's bit.
No. I'm
probably
going to
explore
Waluigi
it.
Because...
Go on.
No, I was going to say, I'm happy to talk about Waluigi because he is hands down my favorite Nintendo character of all time.
You love him.
Wow. I love him. I love him so much because specifically in Mario Tennis...
Oh, yeah.
He has a special move where he just erects a pool of water around him and swims through it in order to like hit your... That's his like special move. He just makes a pool of water and swims. And I was like, this is so fucking crazy. And when I was like... 15, I was playing that game. I was like, this is the greatest man.
Yeah, right.
This guy speaks.
So fucking rando.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like,
Rando-Ouija.
And he's like the most evil and like sad. He's always like,
he is sad.
Yeah, he's like always upset. I love
genuinely.
As soon as Wario came along, I've always loved Wario. Wario's my favorite video game character of all time. The fact that.
Mine's Austin Powers from Portal 2.
The fact that he's, so he's the bad guy in the second Game Boy Mario.
Yeah.
And then the third Game
really
Boy
good.
Mario. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. The third Game Boy Mario was you play as him. And I remember all the marketing for that at the time was, this is the game where you get to play as the bad guy. And thinking, whoa, man, what a fucking game changer.
Yeah.
And then you go and it's like, oh, it's just a platformer. But
it's the same
all
game.
The mechanics of it are cool and he's had a few games of his own. It's been a while since they've given him his own game, which is a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
But I've always loved him and stuff.
Yeah.
My problem with Waluigi is they've just brought him on as this little, little mate or little brother to Wario. And he's now just – but he's always just – he's in the Mario Kart games and he's in tennis. But he never shows up in anything else. So I just don't know, what is he
about? Oh, you
want
to know his story. You want to know his –
Because Wario has all these games where it's like
it's
him and he's just like
– I bet it's too brutal.
Like Waluigi's seen some shit.
Let's play Wario. Waluigi's rape dungeon. Let's.
Here we go.
Maybe hit the edit button on that one.
Honk that edit button, fam. No, but
he's like the only thing I know about Waluigi for sure is that in the opening like movie of Mario Tennis on the GameCube, there's a bit where like him and Wario are walking around up to no good, and they come across like posters of Mario and Luigi, and they draw some shit on them.
Yeah,
and Waluigi draws like glasses on Luigi's face. He goes, "Take that, Mr. Eyeballs."
Fuck. Yeah.
I think the only words I've ever heard him say.
I think he's like real weird and random and probably like would have an existential crisis going on. Like that's what I think he is. Yeah.
But I just, you play those
Waluigi
Wario.
Just is Luigi.
But you play
it's like the Fight Club version.
I just need a game where he like –
comes into his own.
Like it's some kind of like, it's been a while since they've done a new Wario platformer.
Yep.
Yeah. Do one and have it sort of co-op style. Oh, you have Waluigi in there. Yeah.
Make it bloody Waluigi's Mansion and it's all about like keeping poor people away or some shit. It's just some fucked.
It's all about keeping the cops from finding the Fritzl style room that you've got built underneath the mansion. Just, I need something for this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the bit. it's just that there's no like fuck, there's no Wah Peach.
Yeah.
There's no like fucked woman who's just there as some real rough like you know.
That would be great.
Just like, you know what I mean? There's like you've got these evil dudes. Why isn't there just like a fucked woman who's
put it on me, shitter Mario.
Maybe it's the Japanese culture thing where it's like...
I don't know. Like, the three of us are like, we're done. And you're like, no, I'll try and keep this conversation going.
I've got some analysis to do.
Yeah, Queech, bring her in.
Queech. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Why?
Your princess is in another castle and she's on her rags. I love this podcast.
Why do you reckon women feel like video games are a male space? Why do you guys think that is?
Honestly, though, what would you do first? Would you do Wario version of Peach or would you go Wario version of Yoshi? I'd like to see
Evil Yoshi.
Evil dinosaur.
Washi.
Washi.
Yeah. Evil dinosaur. What would he even be? Evil dinosaur, when he comes in, he's just like an actual lifelike T-Rex. Yeah.
He's just like he's ripping shit out.
He's modeled. Beautiful, like really like Jurassic World level.
Yeah, they just get onto the Jurassic Park guys. Like, can we just borrow that model?
That's CG. Oh, man. Just tearing shit up.
But then he's just saying like dumb Wario catchphrases still like, I'm a dinosaur, come on.
Again, when they just all of a sudden in the Mario Kart games decided like, oh, we're going to have all the baby characters in here as well. It's what's going on here?
Baby Mario.
Give me some kind of opening cinematic where we see some kind of time portal or some shit. Yeah. What is this?
It just exists without a backstory.
They've had the games where they've been babies in them. Like,
I was going to say, what were they?
Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Island, like Baby Mario is literally meant to be Mario as a baby.
Yeah.
Like Yoshi's Island is a prequel to all the other games.
Isn't there some like weird Yoshi game that's coming out now where he's a ball of yarn?
Woolly World.
I saw it. I think I saw it at E3. I don't think I've actually played it though.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It is good. It's fun. Yeah. It's like you know, it's just a cool platformer.
Are they wool versions of the other characters? Are you seeing
everything's
your wool Mario?
Like, so it's kind of, there's this cool thing where you can like, there'll be walls that'll have a little bit of like kind of wool poking out, and if you put your tongue on them, it all unravels.
Oh, right.
It's kind of a cool, like when you jump on the bad guys, like they just pop, like they unravel, like the wool just kind of like, it's all, and so you can, it's all like a lot of that, like all platformers now, it's like get to the end, but also there's like three different types of collectibles.
Right.
Do you think that will help you get that wool pussy?
Oh boy! Yeah, I'm knitting myself a girlfriend as we speak. But there is a cool thing where you can.
Her name is Wild Peach.
The amiibo stuff in it is pretty cool. Like if you touch if you put an amiibo in it, you unlock like a skin.
Oh, that's cool.
So like you know, you put Pac-Man on there, and then you can get to play as like a full yellow
A woolly Pac-Man. Oh,
like no, it's like just Yoshi, but he's just because it's wool. It's just like different colored.
Okay.
So he's like yellow with little red boots.
That's
and
cool.
Also in each level you can, so like there's, I think there's like four different collectible. One of the collectible things in each level is like balls of wool, and if you get them all in one level, you unlock a
secret rape dungeon.
Sorry. Like you can, like I unlocked the Shy Guy one. So there's like the amiibos will unlock other costumes, but also finding all the bits of wool in the game unlocks different little costumes as well.
Have you been playing that a lot lately? Has that been your game of choice of late?
I got it and Splatoon at the same time. Splatoon's really fun.
Splatoon's got a great competitive scene as well. There's a lot of people playing that. They had a huge thing at the Nintendo World Champs where they were like, play this. Also at the Nintendo World Championships, they had the kind of like a decathlon style thing where you had to play different games and you could and then one of the things they just released was like just a new game. And they're like, hey,
like the wizard.
Yeah. And they were just like, play this now, right?
Yeah, great.
And then everyone was
just
like,
quickly before I forget, this is something I'm keen. This is just me wanting to say this to both of you IRL.
Okay.
One thing I want to go check out at PAX.
Yes.
There's a California Games tournament.
Oh, nice. Oh,
really?
Yes.
Retro.
Is that, right. yeah. that going to be just up on a big screen?
Some of the tournaments are. Some of the tournaments are like just sort of table. It's a table with a bunch of things.
Man, I'm so keen to watch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Real obsessive California Games.
You guys
fans.
Should start yeah. you enter a team. Just yeah. sign up. Be like right. the little boys that could.
That'll be our team name.
We'll call it One of These Hings Is Not Like the Others. That's a
great name for anything.
Sorry, what were you saying, Hing?
I can't remember. I'm going to be
Nintendo
honest.
Nintendo World Championships.
Oh, yeah. And midway through, they just released a new game. We're like, oh yeah, play this and compete at that. And they were like, we haven't trained. These are people who have been like slogging away playing all these other games. And they were just like, this is fucked. And there was all these sort of hate on the message boards being like, it's not a real competition.
Yeah, that's cool though. That's what it should be.
Yeah. For the Nintendo World Championships,
speaking of Splatoon and like Nintendo with their competitive stuff, Splatoon was really good from what I've seen. I've not really played Splatoon, but they've been really good with updates to it, with like free updates coming out.
They sort of staggered it. Like it got a bit of flack when it first came out because it was very bare bones.
Right.
And they sort of said, we're only going to introduce this mode and these new guns and stuff when a certain percentage of people playing it have reached a certain level.
See, I kind
of
like that.
Which I think is very cool. Yeah. Like people were like, oh, it's withholding stuff. It's like, no, you play and then stuff unlocks.
And how many multiplayer games have there been where like 9 of the maps never get touched because people find this one that they really like and this one type and that's all.
Because it's all online. Like every time you get on, I think there's 10 maps at this point.
Right.
But there's only ever 2 of them each day.
Right.
So it is an incentive. Like, I'll play it for a bit at night.
That's very smart.
And go, oh, that's fun because you're just going back and forth between the two levels.
Well, because there
and then the next night I'll go, do I want it? And I'm like, oh, no, but it's going to be different. It's going to be different levels. Like, it's going to be real fun.
That's very clever. And I watched a video about there's a Super Mario Maker update coming as well, which looks like pretty good.
Have you seen this?
Oh, so there's
I don't have internet connected in this house yet, by the way. I've moved house. Most of my game systems until today were in a box, and I don't have internet here.
What you're going to be able to do when you do have the internet is the update has checkpoints for levels that you're making.
Yep,
you
that can was add a checkpoints criticism now. Of it. Yeah, yeah.
You can add a second thing.
Can I just remind you all?
I watched it. That this podcast is where I get all of my video games news from.
Verified. I'm really hoping for a new art style in there. Like, I think I know it's like a totally different style of game, but it would be so cool if they bought in like Mario 2. Like,
Even if it was just a palette swap for one or three or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even then, if it was just those sprites and whatever.
Yep.
And the whole thing of like the amiibo characters that you can put in.
Yeah.
You can only put them in to the Super Mario, the original Super Mario Brothers stuff. Put them across all of the things.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know, now that they've opened the flood, because Nintendo seemed very, I mean, Smash Brothers sort of started this, and then with having all of their characters from their different.
Oh, I remember what you're saying.
In Mario Kart, they released an update about this time last year where you could play as Link and Animal Crossing there in Mario Kart. Yeah. It would be cool if you could just have like some elements from the Zelda games or whatever.
Yeah,
Mario Maker
looks really likely because the checkpoint is a whole new thing. The other item that I forgot about is if you get a fire flower and you put a mushroom on top of it, you'll put it in a block. And so if you're little Mario, you'll hit it and it'll be a mushroom. And if you're Super Mario, you'll hit it and be a fire flower.
Okay, which I didn't
have before. It's stuff like that, which is like just not little, enormous, but like that's cooler. And seeing what people have done with what already exists in that game with some of those levels, to have even tiny little extra things will probably be really cool.
I mean, that's been the big – Nintendo have just in the last maybe year or two gotten good at that. And I've talked about this a lot on the show where they sort of listen now. Like they used to be really bad at
–
like they just – it seemed like they had no fucking clue what people wanted. Like it seems ridiculous that this had to be an update, but Mario Kart 8 when it came out, when you finished a race – the top menu item was view replay, and next race was like the second.
Yeah,
so you'd just be going through, going yeah, let's go to the next thing, and you'd be going to the replay, and then they went, oh yeah, that's real dumb. Why did we do that?
Yeah,
we hear you. We'll fix it. Like, which
I think Nintendo
3 years ago they never would have done.
I think Nintendo has known that people hated it for ages, but also Nintendo is famously very insular.
Yeah,
because for ages they were just like, we don't give a fuck what you want.
Speaking of insular Nintendo things, give us this Waluigi bit. What do you got?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, the Waluigi bit was the existence of Y Peach. Why is there no Y Peach?
Yeah,
that's the whole bit.
Well, I don't
you
know.
You saying that? Well, that's not a bit. That's a sentence.
You're an actual comedian, Michael.
That was like a concept about, I don't know, maybe it's a sketch or some shit. I don't know, all right?
Do you think that this would fly in your run-of-the-mill comedy club?
How you were saying that you were worried that people were complaining about you when you got the Good Game thing, saying he's not a real gamer, he's a comedian. You've come around, mate.
that should be a new Tumblr account. That's very
I want to follow up.
First Nazis, now this.
I want to follow up briefly on. We were talking last week about Guitar Hero and the silly ads that they've got with James Franco.
Lenny Kravitz.
James Franco, Lenny Kravitz. So I watched a bit of gameplay footage of it during the week, and I saw what you were talking about, Knox. How it's like the
channels and the
well, no, like while you're playing, there's like video.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Responsive.
I mean, it's so dumb.
I love that shit though. Like, it is dumb. And
I think
that's
it's
why
a great idea, but the one I watched was, first of all, it's a terrible song.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of the songs are.
You belong to me. Like, who? No one wants to rock out to that on Guitar
Hero. There's bullshit songs in that, like, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous. Yeah.
It's
like,
Good Charlotte in there.
Yeah. Oh,
but even that, I mean, that's a rock. Like, I remember kind of air guitaring to that. Like, just because it's a big current hit song, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you just want, you know.
Yeah.
So this one I saw was like, it was that song, and it was so the video thing that's going on, it's first person view.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like
it's you as the guitarist on the stage.
Yeah, the song's about to start. A roadie puts your guitar over your neck for you. And you walk out, and it's like, it's that thing where it's like you walk out and you can just see the crowd. It's a huge crowd. It's like it's a music festival. There's like lights everywhere. And it's like, okay, this looks really cool. Then there's a bit too much kind of first person view stuff where there's a point where in this one I watched, the first person view turns to the side of the stage, and there's just like a roadie or a sound tech or whoever he is. He's standing there. He just sort of looks into the camera, and he gives you the double thumbs up. He looks back at you, and it's like, and then you're just looking at all your bandmates as you're playing, and they're all looking back at you as if to go, yeah, it's going great. This is going so great. It's just like,
and it happens.
I've been to a lot of music gigs. Yeah. I've never seen a band look at each other going,
supportively.
Can you believe this is happening?
The reason that is really fucking cool is that they're not always giving you the thumbs up.
If you go badly,
and if you're fucking it up, they're looking at you going, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're like fucking losing in Guitar Hero, the crowd just starts booing you, because it's all like they filmed it all live. It's all real people.
I mean, I don't.
But then you look at the bandmates, and they're just like shaking their heads and looking real disappointed, and just being like, just like there's one where a guy just puts his guitar down and just puts his head like this. he's like cradling, like furrowing his brow like this, being like, oh god, why did we get this guy wrong?
I mean, technology wise, it's cool, but I just think that takes me out of it, because it's like neither one of those things would happen.
Oh right, I just love
the guy's wandering around the stage a lot. And like looking at his.
I agree, it's not very realistic. I just love watching people like and being like, "Oh, you suck at this," and then having the TV reflect that in real time. and everyone in the game is like, "Yeah, you suck at this," and all like pointing and booing.
Yeah.
Because you're walking around in your living room looking at all your friends in the living room.
Well, look, I'm playing a lot of
anyway, it doesn't matter. There's another game, Need for Speed is doing the same thing with the FMV real people stuff. Oh. And it's kind of weird in that too, because you're like a voiceless
just like
protagonist.
Four that you're giving a lift to.
Yeah. Go faster.
Oh, sorry, you're meant to go left here. Sorry. Just give me or you can kind of cut around.
Just turn the voice on. Turn the voice on Apple Maps. Why don't you?
I think it's like a crime sort of, you know, you got to drive for crimes. And they, but you're like a voiceless protagonist.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing where it's a first person view. So it's a lot of thinking of the person walking up, making direct eye contact.
Get it together. Jesus Christ.
You are crumbling under the pressure.
They look you dead in the eye and they go like, hey man, that was a crazy race. What did you think? And then there's a bit of silence. He goes, not much of a talker, eh? It's that sort
like
of
the Grand Theft Auto 3 style of just.
Yeah. It's always so weird.
That's quaint in like Zelda and Mario. Yeah. Like I remember that being a big complaint of when like the Wii, I think maybe around the Wii era with Zelda, like, or maybe even GameCube, like all those games where people were like, you know what? It's high time Link had a little something to say. And it's I never want Link to speak. Like I'm fine with it being.
I'm kind of annoyed that Mario speaks.
Yeah.
Like, leave it to the imagination.
Yeah.
I've been stewing on this for 20 years.
I think he's like, I like his little noises he does.
When he starts going too far, he goes like, hey, I'm going to be performing live. And Yeah. Jace's bar on Tuesday to 15. Like, that guy is a very sad man.
Yeah. The little speeches that they all do.
We've interviewed him on the show before. I've never met him, but yeah, he's
Charles Martinet.
He's just so ready to go into The Voice.
Yeah. I've never met him, but I was talking to one of the other guys, one of the producers who was there, organized the interview, and he was just like, yeah, the guy just walks around being like, hey, it's a man. But if you don't know that's the guy who does the Mario voice and you're just walking past, you're like, oh, it's an old man who is just doing a racist Italian accent for no reason.
It's amazing though, because he's quite an old man, and it's like, it's quite conceivable that he's never actually played a video game. So he's just like, he just sees the checks roll in, he's seen a picture of whatever this thing is, but he just has no context for what the fuck any of it means.
Is it Ian McKellen when he did X-Men? And he refused to watch it afterwards. And he was like, I play some sort of, I don't know, magnet wizard. I don't know. <That's great>. Only saw his scenes because he was in them.
Noxie, you've gone in on Halo 5.
Yeah.
You camped outside of EB Games for the midnight launch.
I had my Doritos and my Mountain Dew ready to go.
You did it! Yes!
No, I went and got that yesterday, and I played through the whole single player mode already.
That's quickly.
What?
Yeah.
That's really quick.
Well,
right?
It's not like it took me by
quickly
surprise.
Quickly or quickly?
I did this, like, I haven't done this in a while, but it was like the sort of thing where genuinely when I finished, I was like, oh, fuck, it's 5 a.m.
Right. Oh, wow.
Like, and I haven't done that in a while, but the thing is, it was fine.
I was going to say, was it that engrossing?
No.
Or was it just...
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Like, it's.
But I think Halo is a game.
That makes the story worse. You didn't even love it.
Yeah.
Like, you were just staying up till 5 a.m. just to some.
I've put
sense
in
of
too
obligation.
Much time to things that it turns out I didn't love before.
Aren't you just buying Halo 5 for the multiplayer, though? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that what everyone wants to do?
Yeah, yeah.
You buy it because you want to put your backward baseball cap on and then just sort of bro out.
Yeah.
Some Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Hey, man, let's fucking brew down and Halo up. And but there's no split screen anymore. That's gone.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
If I'm at your house, I can't Halo 5 with you.
Unless you bring your own Xbox, no.
This is what is happening more and more. Like, Splatoon is really fun. Like, the single play mode is kind of cool. The online's great, but you can't play.
Yeah.
You can't play it
on a fucking system that has a built in second screen as well.
Yeah. The local multiplayer is like a different version. Like, it's like some weird little mini game thing. And it's like, what are you doing? Like, Nintendo's whole, like, they made
the whole thing is party games. Their whole thing is party games.
They were the first four-person system, GoldenEye, Mario Kart 64. Yeah. That's their bread and butter. Like, sure, do all the online stuff you want, but you got to give us
the... Yeah.
That's
the thing with
Halo. Can't be that much more developmental-wise to just have it in there.
Halo's big thing was split-screen for years and years as well, and it's kind of disappointing because the reason they're doing it is because they wanted to keep it locked at 60 frames per second all the time so it looks smoother.
Right.
But I don't...
And also because they want to encourage more consoles. Sales,
probably, and I don't. Yeah. I'm not a. You know, I don't know a huge amount about how to program video games. I'm not a magnet wizard.
No. Give us your take. Give us your hot take on it.
As the leading authority on how to, surely you could drop it to 30 frames and then do that twice.
Yeah,
and have a two-player split screen. No, anyway, so,
but also at this point, it's
no.
Isn't
is
it, just,
it not possible?
But isn't it just a given at this point? If because I remember all the 64 games, like, and admittedly it was different time with tech. Where
but they ran like shit. In
sure, they were like,
sometimes.
But it was a give. Like, you just didn't
care. Exactly.
It was like, it's fun to have
four. No, the whole point is, I'm going to play this with my brother.
Yeah. I would rather have the option to have it run like shit and have two-player split screen. But whatever. It doesn't have that. But so I haven't really gone into the multiplayer yet. So maybe I'll bloody talk about that next week. Here's some sizzle for you.
But you were disappointed by the campaign.
Not disappointed, but it was just like, it was pretty good. It was like going to see, you know, like a Marvel movie or whatever. It was that sort of good where it's like, I don't remember
competent.
What happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember. I'm not going to tell my grandkids.
But importantly, did you forget about the gaping chasm in your heart for 5 hours?
I did. It was for closer to 8 as well.
Right.
It was very fun.
All right.
What will you be telling your grandkids about?
How we got that podcast?
Let grandpa tell you a little story.
I just realized that if you cut out his references to that and leave mine in, that'll be the most fun.
That's definitely what we're going to do. Okay, that brings us to the end of Filthy Casuals for another week. Michael Hing, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you, guys. I'll see you at PAX when you're asking me some fucked questions, I assume.
Yeah, next episode will be us reporting from PAX.
Yep.
Very excited to go check that out. Hey, you know what? Leave us a... Actually, you know what? Let's wrap up with this. I read our iTunes reviews the other day.
Ooh.
There's some good stuff in here. Yep. Let me just quickly bring
Is it just actually going to be good stuff, or is it like...
No, it's actually good reviews. They're,
yeah. Oh, okay.
There are two of them.
Do you want to read some of the comments about you on the internet as well, Michael, while we're doing this?
A couple of them...
Compare and control.
Go kill yourself, you Asian faggot. All right. Wow, that's full on.
That was one of our reviews.
Sorry, this is just taking me ages because I'm having to wade through all the other Filthy Casuals podcasts used to get to our one. Okay, what do we got? Okay, Kind Boys, great with Doritos and Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yep.
For other Filthy Casuals, gamers and Luddites alike, great section on Doritos recipes. The Cool Ranch Omelette was divine.
Great.
I think that's a thing we should actually do at some point.
The Cool Ranch Omelette?
Yeah.
Or just Doritos-based recipes.
Yep.
I'm only leaving a review because they are holding my Pepsi hostage.
Ooh.
Just a lot of people are sort of focusing on the wrong elements of this.
Yeah, like one of the first things we ever said was making fun of Nox eating stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and they've really, these snack dickheads.
Yeah. They just listened to 30 seconds and turned off.
Yeah. But still gave us a 5-star review. And that's all that matters. This one's my favorite. Finally, a podcast that talks about the important games like GoldenEye and DuckTales. Genuinely hilarious. Don't listen to this podcast while crossing the road. I did and laughed so hard I nearly fell under a bus. Hashtag safety first. Hashtag high viz.
Whoa.
Very nice.
What does a high viz make a difference if you've fallen over under a bus?
People can identify where the body is. I don't know.
Yeah,
where.
Yeah, sure. Oh, fuck. On Twitter, at filthycaspod.
Yep.
At Facebook.
Filthy Casuals Podcast.
Leave us a review, do all that stuff. Michael Hing, what do you got?
I do a separate podcast that your listeners might enjoy, which is a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. It's called Dragon Friends. It's myself, Alex Lee, Ben Jenkins, and Simon Griner, DM'd by Dave Harmon. We're going to be at PAX this weekend doing some live shows. If you're interested, this won't be out by then, so ignore that thing I just said.
I guess not.
If you went, you can be like, yeah, I remember that. I had a really good time.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, watch Good Game and shit.
And you're on Twitter at Hingers.
Oh, at Hingers, yes. Yep. That's
and
enough.
And you're doing live stand up all around the country, I presume.
Yeah, and you can hear great bits like, hey, why isn't there a Wah Peach?
Oh, I look forward to it. All right, guys. Well, I guess that's us once again saying good night, video games.
Rough.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.